In fact, there was so much iridium, scientists realized the asteroid must have been a staggering 10 kilometers in diameter. If the theory was right, the impact would have created a fireball equivalent to 10 billion Hiroshima bombs. The shockwave alone would have destroyed all life for hundreds of miles around. All they had to do to prove the theory was find the evidence. It was Jan Smit who first discovered traces of the impact. Hidden in the KT boundary layers, he found these tiny balls of rock. Careful analysis revealed the telltale signs of their origin.
These are called spherules. They're actually made of round rock globules, so we know they're condensed from a very hot vapor cloud. And it also tells us, some of the mineralogy in there tells us that these spherules, these globules, originated at very high temperatures. Well, that's exciting. You know, something hot happened, and hot is associated with an impact.